today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamu alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Yes, this program is today's special, and of course, today is a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Imamun al-Hadi Ashar, Abul Imam al-Muntazar. Imamun al-Hadi Ashar, Abul Imam al-Muntazar.
On Sunday, 8th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 2nd of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 24th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, you choose to listen to today's special.
As-salamu alaykum, ya ahla baytin nubuwa, ya ahla baytin nubuwa.
Today we want to know about the noble character of Imam Hassan al-Askari, because today is the martyrdom anniversary of this great personality. Indeed, Imam Askari, peace be upon him, like his noble fathers, was a prominent scholar and an imam whom no one could ignore. He was the chief of religious scholars, an ideal of worshippers, a leader of politics and opposition, and towards whom the hearts of people were adhered with love and respect. In spite of the existence of the brutal terrorism of the Abbasid rule and throwing them in prisons and jails, the caliph of his time could not hide his personality or weaken his scientific and political role and his social status. The great position of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam can be shown by the following historical document during the Holy Imam's martyrdom. When the news of his martyrdom, Imam Hassan al-Askari's martyrdom, was spread, Samarra became an uproar. The markets were empty. Beni Hashim, the military leaders, the secretaries, and the judges, and the rest of the people rode to his funeral. On that day, Samarra looked like the day of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the sad occasion, martyrdom anniversary, of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him.
Tawakkil al-Abbasi, he summoned al-Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam from Medina to come to Samarra. With him came al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, his son. The city of Samarra, in that city of Askar, in that city of the military, the Imams went through so much struggle. He is in a city where he's surrounded by military, especially Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, because they knew he was the 11th Imam, the 11th in the chain, and after the 11th comes the 12th. They knew this. So constantly the Imam and his house was under surveillance. They would send maids to work for the Imam who are spies to see if any of his wives would become pregnant. So they would go and kill her. Many times they go and attack the Imam's house, alayhi salam. So this was the life that they lived through. One day the Imam alayhi salam tells his companions, he says, this time at this period, when you see me going outside, don't give salam to me, don't point at me, don't even look at me, don't make eye contact, because they will kill you, you'll be persecuted. But even then, in these difficult times, you find if people seek the Imam, if people look for the Imam, if people really ask for the help of the Imam, for the guidance of the Imam still guide them, still help them. In this difficult time that the Imam instructed his followers not to make any eye contact, it is said one man came into a city. One of the companions of the Imam says, I saw the stranger walking in the city. I told him, where are you from? He said, I come from far away. He said, why did you come here? He said, listen, I am one of the children or the grandchildren of Abu Dharr al-Ghafari. I'm Ghafari as well. I heard so many conflicting reports about the imama of this imam. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, al-Hassan al-Askari. Conflicting reports. Some people say he's imam, some people say he's not imam. I've come here to investigate for myself. I want to investigate it. Is he an imam or is he not an imam? This companion of the imam says, as this man was talking to me, Imam al-Askari salamullahi alayhi passed by. When he passed by, he looked at this man, this foreigner. He said, Aghafariyun ant? Are you a Ghafari? The man said, yes. Imam looked at him and he said, كيف فعلت أمك حمدوي? How is your mother حمدوي? He named his mother. How is she doing? The man then looked at him in surprise and said, she's okay, alhamdulillah, she's fine. And the Imam went. He then continued. This companion of the Imam looks at this Ghafari. He tells him, did you meet this Imam before? Have you met him before? He said, no, this is the first time. I've never met him. He's never met me. He said, so now are you satisfied with what you just saw? He says, even less than that would be even satisfying. This is even greater than what I had expected.
Imam face to face with the oppressors. Yes, we're speaking about Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. The Abbasid authorities persecuted Imam Hassan al-Askari, salamullah alayhi, and put him under their control in order to paralyze his political and ideological activities and also restrain him from practicing his leading role among the Ummah Muslim community. Therefore, the Holy Imam was obliged to act secretly and build an organization of his followers and representatives and strengthen its base. Under authority of Muhammad ibn Abdul Aziz Balkhi, who said, one day in the morning, I sat on a street, and it happened that Abu Muhammad, alayhi salam, the Holy Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, was coming from his house on the way to a public inn. I said to myself, consider, O people, this is Allah's proof on you. Therefore, acknowledge him. When he, the Holy Imam, passed beside me, he gestured with his forefinger towards me to keep silent. On that night, I saw him saying, surely it is either to keep silent or be killed. Therefore, be aware of Allah against yourself. Condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of this great personality, Imam Hassan al-Askari. Peace be upon him.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Salawat on Imam Hassan al-Askari.
اللهم صل على الحسن ابن علي ابن محمد البر التقي الصادق الوفي.
O Allah, please do send blessings upon Al-Hasan, son of Ali, son of Muhammad, the upright, the pious, the honest, the faithful, the brilliant light, the keeper of your knowledge, and the reminding of your oneness, and your representative, and the successor of the leaders of the religion, the guide, orthodox ones, and the claim against the inhabitants of this world. So, O Lord, please do send blessings upon him in the best manner that you have ever sent blessings upon any of your elite servants. And your claims and the descendants of your apostles, O the God of the worlds.
Holy Imam's martyrdom. The last caliph whom the Holy Imam lived with, Mu'tamid, was dissolute, disposed to entertainment and pleasures, singing and committing the forbidden. All this caused people to hate him. The Holy Imam suffered different kinds of troubles and torments in the hands of the caliph, who surrounded him with intensive security forces to keep an eye on him and pursue those who wanted to contact him. The reason that caused the Abbasid to be more envious against the high position of the Holy Imam among the Ummah was their being afraid of his son, the awaited Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. They knew that Imam would be the son of Imam Hasan al-Askari, whom he referred to in one of his letters. This is that part of the letter. They thought that they could kill me in order to cut off my offspring, but Allah denied their sayings, and praise be to Allah. Imam Abu Muhammad Hasan al-Askari was poisoned by the Caliph Mu'tamid and thus suffered severely and was martyred on 8th of the month of Rabiul Awal in the year 260 AH. At the time of his death, he was 28 years old. He was buried in the house in which his father was buried in Samarra.
Imam al-Askari, despite his greatness, the son of Imam al-Hadi, he has a brother by the name of Ja'far al-Kadhab. Ja'far the liar, son of Imam al-Hadi. Imam al-Askari leaves this dunya. Imam al-Mahdi, salamullahi alayhi, is with him. He takes care of the ghusl and the kafan. And then Ja'far al-Kadhab stands to pray on the salat al-mayyit, on his brother. Some of the Shia, they say, we know that only a ma'soom can pray on the ma'soom. So some of them started to have doubt. They started thinking, my gosh, is he the next imam? Then deen is finished if he's the next imam. They started to get worried because they see him standing there and he's about to pray. All of the sudden, the faraj comes, subhanallah. The help comes. They see a young boy coming out and he stands before his uncle and he says, Ya Am, my uncle, you know that this is not your place to stand. It is mine. Now the uncle had never even seen his nephew. He never even knew he existed. But subhanallah, haq, when it comes with power. And batil is so weak. Even though the man is much older, he's only a child physically. He's only 5 years old. But yet he comes with eloquence, with power, with truth, that the uncle just keeps silent. خلاص. Cannot say a word because he knows he's wrong. He knows he's not the one. And he steps aside. He says, step aside, my uncle. Step aside. So he steps aside and the Imam, salamullahi alayhi, leads the salat on his father. Salatul Mayyit. Then a group of people or a servant that the Imam al-Askari sent with some money. And he told him, the one who will ask you about this money is indeed the Imam after me. Imam al-Mahdi salamullah alayhi turns to the servant and he tells him, where is the money that my father gave you? And it is this much. Give it back to me. So this man feels very happy. And this is also part of the rahmah of Allah. So people do not have doubt that this is indeed the Imam. He does exist. He did pray on his father. He is there, but he is in ghaiba. He's in ghaiba.
That was all for today's special on this said occasion, martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. Condolences to all Muslims, especially the Shia brothers and sisters. Thank you very much for joining us and fi amanillah.